Infinite Potential. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It has been a truly unique opportunity for all of the state officers.
This week has been an awesome week. We've had the opportunity to tour many ag industry places and just to kind of build some of our partnerships with some of these ag industries that we, you know, see another side of agriculture that we don't usually get to see apart from production agriculture.
Two of Tennessee State FFA officer team taking part in the FFA Goodwill Tour this week all across Tennessee. State President Emily Buck says besides meeting with individual chapters, they've also visited with industry supporters to share the good things this youth organization is involved in.
A lot of our responsibilities include working with the FFA members and helping them develop their premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. But at the end of the day, we're still an agricultural organization. So it's really important that we get to visit with a lot of our business ag industry leaders and get to form that bond and that connection with them that helps us to keep up with our sponsorship and our communication with our ag industry so that they know what the FFA is about and that they know what we're about and we know what they're about.
State Treasurer Heath McLean of the Dyer County FFA chapter says like many FFA members, his involvement in the FFA has made a big difference in his life.
FFA has been so special to me because it has brought me out of my shell and it's prepared me for my future. I would be nowhere near as ready for college today as I am now without the FFA.
But in the FFA, we not only teach those hard life skills like ag mechanics and agriculture and the hands-on learning that we get, but we also teach those soft skills that really help round out a person and make them truly successful.
And there are over 13,000 FFA members in Tennessee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.